Welcome to the V-Word. And on today's show, we have Carol Adams. She's a sergeant with the Richmond Police Department, and she is the founder of the Carol Adams Foundation, here to talk about her foundation and what she's doing to address and respond to domestic violence in the city of Richmond. Welcome, Carol. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Good morning, Carol. Thanks for inviting me.
Tell us how you started the Carol Adams Foundation.
Oh, wow. My father murdered my mother when I was 17, you know, just a teen in high school and ready to, you know, take off and have plans for my life. And watching my mom go through what she did with my dad, the police responding and not doing anything because the laws were not yet created, you know, just saying, Mr. Adams, you just calm down and you come back a little bit later. And seeing that there were no service for her or for us. And now I'm in a position where I can make a difference, where I can relate to the women and the children in these situations. I work for the police department or for public safety. And throughout the years, I'm responding to calls for service. A lot of the times, Carol, when I directed them or took them to a resource, the service provider didn't quite have what was documented in the manual. And it was frustrating to me because as a police officer, it's really tough to get people to trust and believe in you. And so when you do get them there and they're ready to take the next steps, specifically with domestic violence, because I think most women find a safe place and that's how they stay for so long. But once that space is violated and they're ready to take the next steps, there was nothing there.
So you've opened a space. How does it operate for people? Okay.
Well, we have an office space to create an atmosphere for assessment. When a victim is guided to us, we want her to feel safe and to come in and to talk about what her needs are. And then we look through the resources that we have and we share those with her and we direct her to other resource service providers. So what we have to date is a transitional home where we have a mom and her family can stay there for 3 to 6 months while mom is trying to get her plan together and get reestablished so that she can get her own place. And then we also have a brand new safe house because housing is really, really important, because if you don't have the safety and security of a home or somewhere to lay your head, it's really difficult to try to articulate or fabricate a plan as to how you're going to take care of your family and live the rest of your life. And we also have a clothes closet, furniture closet, and a food closet so that when a mom or dad that's been impacted by domestic violence decides to leave this volatile household, that we, the Carol Adams Foundation, can help make that a smooth transition. So that's the goal of the foundation, is to be able to be that gap service provider from the Y and Safe Harbor, but to provide those immediate needs of that transition.
Well, before we go, tell everybody how they can get a hold of the Carol Adams Foundation.
Okay. We have a website. It's www.carroladamsfoundation. And my telephone number is 804-218-2866. Our email address is cafoundation@icloud.com.
Well, thank you. Thank you again for coming. We'll hope you'll be back.
Okay. Thanks, Carol.
The V-Word is produced in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM by Carol Olson. And to learn more about the V-Word, please go to thevword.org. For more information about independent radio, please go to wrir.org.